USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Polls show President Trump gaining support in various surveys despite the Democrats pursuing the vote on two articles of impeachment. Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul predicts the vote will basically be along party lines with a few exceptions, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The House Judiciary Committee report explaining the impeachment charges against President Trump is out. The report outlines the Democrats' case that the president leveraged foreign aid to pressure Ukraine to investigate a political rival ahead of the 2020 election. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky believes the vote will fall pretty much along party lines.
There's not going to be any Republicans in the House. In fact, there'll be a handful of Democrats who will vote against impeachment in the House. In the Senate, I think all Republicans will vote against the House. And I think two Democrats have a very good chance of voting against impeachment also.
The senator speaking there on CNN.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
The market optimistic despite the political turmoil on Capitol Hill. As the House of Representatives gets ready Wednesday for a vote on two articles of impeachment, President Trump pointing out how great the economy is doing on Twitter. It's been a record session on Wall Street. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all closing at all-time highs. Investors optimistic over the trade deal with China. The Dow gaining 101 points to close at 28,235. It's the 16th record close of 2019. The NASDAQ up 79 points, the 24th record of the year. The S&P 500 up 23 points, the 29th record of the year. Boeing temporarily stopping production of its 737 MAX planes, the FAA grounding the model following two devastating overseas crashes that left 346 people dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A feel-good cable channel admits it feels bad about a recent decision about some commercials it's run. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Last week, following pressure from a conservative organization, the Hallmark Network pulled the ads by Zola showing same-sex couples, including this one.
Do you think Zola could have made planning your perfect wedding easier?
We do.
I do.
Now Hallmark's CEO has apologized for what he calls the wrong decision, and the company says it will work with Zola to start airing those ads once again. The Hallmark Channel also saying it will work with GLAAD to better represent the LGBTQ community going forward. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The national average for a gallon of gas down 2 cents.
Gasoline inventories were the main cause behind the 2 cent drop as inventories jumped yet again to a sizable 5 million barrels, an increase thanks to sluggish demand. Patrick Jahan of GasBuddy.com tells us Oklahoma has the lowest price while Hawaii the highest.
Across the U.S., the cheapest state for gasoline is Oklahoma, where the average is 217. Amongst the nation's priciest states for gas, Hawaii at 364, which is finally overtaking California, which slid to 362 a gallon, in third place, Washington State.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.